Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
O.J. Simpson's former mistress, Tawny Catane, could have offered crucial testimony in his double murder trial but chose silence, as RadarOnline.com reveals. Catane, who passed away at 59 in May 2021, was believed to have intimate knowledge of the abuse suffered by Nicole Brown Simpson, yet remained quiet during the trial for the murders of Nicole and Ron Goldman. Despite being aware of Simpson's physical abuse, Catane continued her affair with him for years. A source stated, Tawny knew what Nicole was going through with OJ, but ignored the horror stories and continued to see him anyway. The insider noted that her testimony could have been crucial to getting a conviction. Simpson was acquitted of murder in October 1995 but found liable for wrongful deaths in a 1997 civil trial, ordered to pay millions to the victims' families. Insiders claim Nicole knew of the affair and faced brutal beatings from Simpson whenever she confronted him. Faye Resnick, a close friend, recalled, "Nicole told me OJ had a 3-year affair with Tawny during their marriage and she did so many beatings over Tawny she couldn't even count them." Nicole even reached out to Catane to warn her about Simpson's violent behavior, detailing previous beatings and expressing fears for her life. She urged Catane to find a single man, but the latter dismissed the plea and continued her relationship with Simpson, who was also seeing Paula Barbieri at the time. During the trial, Simpson denied any physical abuse, even when confronted with Nicole's letter stating he beat the hell out of me. Despite her awareness and Nicole's warnings, Catane remained silent, avoiding conflict with Simpson's testimony. Following the trial, Catane struggled with addiction and faced legal issues, including a domestic violence arrest in 2002. Though charges were dropped after counseling, sources maintain that Catane passed away tortured with guilt for her choice to conceal the truth about Simpson.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.